McCarthy slams socialist reconciliation package. Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending binge. By Jacob Bliss on August 11, 2021. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, torched the Democrats' attempt at a socialist reconciliation package to accompany the so-called infrastructure deal, calling it the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending binge, and said House Republicans firmly oppose any type of plan. Democrats want to crush hard-working Americans and their families, McCarthy wrote in his statement, pointing out in the rest of his statement that Democrats do not care about inflation hurting everyday Americans. With prices hitting a 13-year high, Biden's inflation is wiping away wage gains made during the Trump years. McCarthy also brought up, since, under President Joe Biden, the inflation is expected to make businesses raise their prices, even more, this year. Shake Shack already announced the company would be raising its prices due to inflation. Reportedly, rising prices are a contributor to the rising inflation expectations, meaning inflation can be caused by feeding off of itself. McCarthy added, Democrats are determined to make it worse by passing a $3.5 trillion socialist spending binge that will crush families, dismantle our economy, and reshape our country in the worst possible way. On Tuesday, some Senate Republicans allowed the so-called infrastructure bill to pass through the Senate by joining the Democrats with a 69-30 margin. This is why McCarthy also said the House Republicans firmly opposed this disastrous plan, and any sensible Democrat should do the same. Since Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said the Senate would immediately move into crafting the Trojan horse-like reconciliation package after the votes for the so-called infrastructure bill happened. The reconciliation package is what McCarthy is calling the $3.5 trillion socialist spending binge, since it will be composed up of many parts from the Pelosi-Schumer-Biden radical far-left agenda.